This podcast contains adult language.
DigitalDarren.com, Lenny Self.
What's that, man?
Mr. M.O.B.
What it do? What it do?
To all our guests, today's podcast is something different. It's titled, Why I Hate Atlanta's Teams. Everybody who listens to DigitalDarren.com know that they know that we're an Atlanta sports show, but by and large, all of us support the home team. Double R is a Falcons and Hawks fan, Calhoun Falcons, Hawks, Braves fan. I'm a Falcons, Hawks, and Braves fan, but we have a couple of people who don't like nothing that the home team stands for or anything that the home team does. And most notably, the two with the most appearances is Lenny Self, our college football, last year Picks and Kicks champ, and Mr. MOB.
I mean, I have my reasons why I dislike.
Let's start. It's going to be, for the purposes of this podcast, it's five teams. We're going to start. And we're going to let y'all explain why y'all hate each and every one of them.
Right.
Y'all, we're going to start with college and work our way up to the pros. So the first team is the closest team to us, Georgia Tech, geographically. Georgia Tech.
Oh, man.
Let's start with Mr. MOB. Why do you hate Georgia Tech? Or why are you so indifferent toward Georgia Tech?
Okay, see, I'm going to take this on the chin and I'm going to ride it out. But I don't hate Georgia Tech. I don't really care for college sports. Y'all know that about me anyway. But I don't hate Georgia Tech. They cool, you know what I'm saying? They cool, but...
Nah, they ain't cool.
It ain't... I don't hate them. I don't love them either. Yeah, but I don't hate Georgia Tech.
Hold on. Let's get to Lenny's. Lenny Self, we actually had a podcast with you in Double R. Well, it was Florida State versus Georgia Tech. You represent Florida State. Double R represent Georgia Tech.
Oh, yes.
That was a classic podcast.
But oh, yeah, believe it, man.
Why do you hate Georgia Tech so much?
I mean, I went over to a game, man. It's just, yeah, I mean, like I said, Georgia Tech fans, man, like, they can fool you, man. Them guys, they out of control over that too, man. You know what I'm saying? They might be some geeks and, you know what I'm saying? Tuck their t-shirts in and wear khaki pants to the football game. But, you know, hey, man.
Tell everybody the story about when you went to the Georgia Tech game.
They got some disrespectful people over there, man. A bunch of disrespectful fans, man.
Tell the story.
The things, you know. I mean, like I said, we was at the game, Florida State, Georgia Tech, a couple years back. Georgia Tech squeezed the turd out of their ass in the victory for the first time ever beat Florida State in 15 years in a series with a series of 15-2 in the ACC. But anyway, matter of fact, it's 17-2 now. But that has nothing to do with this game. Georgia Tech found a way to squeeze one off a fumble on the end zone. So the game is over. They walking out the field. They stormed the field. You know what I'm saying? That's something else that tripped me out too. Georgia Tech stormed the field. So, Bobby Bowden, the legendary coach Bobby Bowden, is walking on the way out of the stadium. And he's walking towards Georgia Tech student section. And I'm talking about, I wish I had a rock, you know what I'm saying? A bag of rocks so I could have picked them off of Bobby, man. It was just over there making wheelchair motions and all kind of stuff. And man. It was just disrespectful, man, for real.
What about the comments that were said about people who were in the audience that day?
Oh, man, I forgot all about that racism.
Well, tell the people what happened.
We in the stands, you know what I'm saying? We just...
Y'all just came to watch the game. Y'all didn't cause no problems.
Nah, we did, man. I mean, we were just out there just for a good game or for the football game. Representing our teams, man. You know, so, you know, a couple guys wearing some khaki pants, you know, khakis in their shirt tucked in. You know, efficient charge of 10 gear. Yeah, Jerry, you know, with your golf shoes on and shit. They're out there talking about having a conversation. You know, just being an asshole. Hey, we got to start winning more so we can. Got a lot of others in here today. Like, a lot of others.
And they looked at you and said, hey, we got a lot of others in there today.
We got a lot of others in here today. We got to start winning more because we got a lot of others. What the fuck you mean we got a lot of others?
Right, damn, maybe he meant true. Florida State fans. Maybe he didn't mean black. He just meant Florida State fans.
Man, I don't give a damn what he meant, man. It's just, I don't know. Georgia Tech suck, man. It suck, man.
All right, so we left one home team to another college team, the University of Georgia Bulldogs. Mr. MOB, I'm going to go with you again. How do you feel? Why do you not like the Georgia Bulldogs?
I ain't never said I don't like Georgia. I fairly do. Careful, Joe. I got two brothers, went to Georgia, graduated from Georgia. So I don't hate them. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Georgia probably lost a lot of fans when Herschel Walker went to the league. You know what I'm saying? They ain't never just done nothing catastrophic, nothing big, no big bowl game. They win every now and then, but hey, I don't care about Uga. Shit, really, I don't really care about the Bulldogs. Just to be a diehard fan? No. They don't deserve my fan. They don't deserve my fanhood.
Lend yourself.
I mean, where do I start with Georgia? You know what I'm saying? It's not the football team. It's the fans, the UGA fans that are just horrible. Like, man, they're ridiculous. Like, all this false hope, false advertisement. Hey, this is our year. It's always your year. I mean, damn. I mean, it's been your year ever since, what, 82 or 80, whenever the last time you won. Like, damn. I mean, shit, every year can't be your year, man. Then you always come with the same excuse. Oh, we'll get them next year. Oh, man, such and such. We're going to blame it on such and such. Get out of here, man. Bobo, it was Bobo's fault. Bobo gone. It was Grantham's fault, though. He gone. I don't know, man. I can go on and on about hating George.
Keep going. We got time. Keep going about why you hated George.
I mean, I'm going to get back on the fans. It's the fans. The fans, they stink, man.
So have you had any experience with the fans to make you be like, fuck Georgia?
Oh, yeah, that's where it all took off at. Because, like I said, I mean, I love college football, man. I mean, like, we love it. That's what we eat, man. College football. Ain't nothing better than that. But, you know, I used to watch a lot of Georgia games back in the day. You know, so I wasn't a fan, but, you know.
You live in Atlanta, so it come on. I understand.
Nah. Florida State had the primetime game. And then, like, Georgia would have the games that would come on probably, like, you know what I'm saying, local TV or, local TV. You know, it wasn't that. Georgia had a little ease in the early game. You know, they didn't really get no big, big spotlight games back in the day. You know what I'm saying? The 90s and the early 80s, with the late 80s. But, hey, man, I mean, tell me why you like them. Shit, yeah, I can go on and on forever. Why I hate them. Why you like
them? Well, tradition, colors, the toughness.
The toughness of what?
Of the school. Georgia's played a lot of tough, hard games. They've always been, you know, minus the little down years with Ray Goff. Georgia's been, and Jim Dunning, Georgia's been consistently a winner. Mark Rick every year is in the hunt for the national championship.
You see what you say? In the hunt. Where are you going to win?
Well, our time coming. And then every year, the fans are some of the most dedicated, loyalist fans in the country.
Man, get the hell. Yeah, they the worst. Some of the worst.
Black and white, and they rednecks.
Overrated. Some of the most overrated fans. Football.
So let me ask y'all this. If Georgia would have get offered y'all a scholarship, what you would have said? Coming out of high school, if Georgia would offer you a football scholarship, what you would have said?
No, thank you.
What about you, Mr. MOB?
I would have went. Of course I
would
have went. Why wouldn't I go there? I mean, I got
to
like
them. So Lenny said, why wouldn't you go there?
I mean, shit, 9 times out of 10, I'd probably pick somebody else.
What if they're the only D1 school to offer you a scholarship?
I go to JUCO if I can, if it'll bump to somebody, you know, somebody wants to scoop me.
So let me ask you this. This is just for Mr. For Lynn himself. Which team do you hate most, Georgia or Georgia Tech?
Georgia.
You said that real quick.
You said all right. It's Georgia. Okay, I kinda hate Tech. I hate Tech a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But I really hate George.
But you look down on Tech because they really ain't no winners like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, Tech got some delusional fans too, man. Like this one guy that worked, you know what I'm saying? He had this spot with RTR or whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? I had to get him the business every now and then. He always hating on Jameis Winston and all this. Like I said, them only two figures that he's ever seen Georgia Tech get Florida State ever. The only thing he got to hang on right now, so they blow too. But Georgia just fucking suck, man. All the way around, man. The fan, you know what I'm saying? Not the player, but you know, the fan. All
right, so let's go on and go to the pro teams. Let's start out with the easiest one, the Braves. Why y'all don't like the Braves?
I mess with the Braves. Now I go to the Braves game now.
You go to the other game. You go to a Georgia game.
Nah. I mean, I go with you. Yeah.
You've been to Georgia Tech game?
In Georgia, I mean, all the way I go to a Tech game, if somebody is, I mean, it's going to have to be a good game, but I'm not going to go just watch Tech play Enon or Elon or whoever the hell they be playing all the time.
All right, so what about the Braves? Let's get back to the Braves.
Yeah. I mean, shit, I love the Braves, man. I don't say I love them like I used to, but I mess with them, though.
Well, why you mess with the Braves, then?
I mean, I don't know. I grew up with the Braves, man. You know what I'm saying?
You grew up with Georgia and Georgia Tech?
Nah. I mean, we from the real south side of Atlanta, Georgia, which is from the stadium, from the goal, you know what I'm saying? From the stadium on down, man. Cabin Hall on down is the south side. That's where we're from. So.
But Georgia Tech is in Techwood, a notorious area in the city of Atlanta.
Well, you know, hey, I didn't go to Techwood unless I was going to Atlantic Steel over there. No. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. The Braves, man, I just think the Braves will make a lot of dumb decisions in the front office. Letting players go. You know what I'm saying? And like they just, I'm gonna tell you why I'm disappointed in the Braves too, and why I might have to let them go. I don't think I'd attend a Braves game. They're moving, man. They're moving to Cobb County.
Well, they doing it for the safety and security of all Atlanta.
Man, come on, man. I mean, like I said, I grew up with the Braves right here in the stadium. It's the only place. I mean, you move from Ford's County Stadium, which you should have never tore down, should have renovated. Whatever you want to do. I mean, then you build a stadium for the Olympics. Now you don't want that. I mean, you should have built a home run park on the jump or whatever the hell. I don't know, man. Brave. I don't know. Crazy.
Mr. MOB?
It's pretty much the same difference. Like, out of all the Atlanta teams, yeah, I do like the Braves more. I have been a real Braves fan. And like I said, first and foremost, my dad was a diehard. My dad died loving the Braves. Old Larry this, from Dale Murphy to Terry Pennington to Larry. My dad loved the Braves. Every year, I ain't home this all year. And you know, when I was young, you know, you like what your daddy like. Yeah, the Braves. But once I got up in the age and started to know sports and know like 13 division screen titles, but they got that one World Series. So that's why you can always have that, you know, that place in your heart with a little bit of love for the Braves. I don't hate them. Yeah. I like them more than I do every other Atlanta team. Like you said, from the hats to the living on Jonesboro Road and you ride the street out, the stadium right on the same street. All that play a part in it. Like, you got to love the Braves. Everybody love Dale Murphy. Runner. That probably was the first crack of all the kids. Black little boy. I'm Dale Murphy. You know what I'm saying? So, and ain't no other Atlanta team. Ain't no boys running around saying, oh, I'm Steve Barkowski. You know what I'm saying? Just, you never had a relatable figure on the Falcons, you know what I'm saying, to Deion, but and the Hawks with Dominique, but Dale Murphy was hand-in-hand with the Brady. Then you got Chipper Jones. Then, like you said, they had a tradition of winning. I mean, the Hawks were winning, the Falcons were winning, the Brady were winning. The Brady were going to 4-5 series. They were doing this stuff. So you were cheering for them all the way to the end of the season. Even after the 16 games in the NFL, that's it for Scott Case and everybody else. The Falcons done. The Hawks weren't making the playoffs until later up. Like, even Dominique Hill, they were making him now and then, weren't making. They started making it consistently with Mookie them and with Tombo them. They started doing a little better, but you know what I'm saying? The Braves just always have been winning. Whether you, my Lynn say, you may not like they system or how they let people go and try to look at their form team. You may not like that, the ins and outs, but if you like the winning and you like it a good team, you got to like the Braves. So I don't hate the Braves, but like you said, I don't love them like I used to, but I don't got no hate for the Braves. I just always know they ain't going to get the big one. They ain't going to get it. They got it, but I don't see them getting it no time soon.
They were consistent at one point in time. When you were growing up, you just didn't pray. But like I said, I can remember. I can go back.
Let me stop y'all real quick. I remember a time when the Braves were the worst fucking team in baseball.
No, I was just going to say, I can go back.
Now when they went from worst to first.
Yeah.
The Braves used to do
to some game with Rashad and going just walking up to the stadium in the second inning. And them folks just letting us in the game and being able to go into the stadium and sit wherever you want to sit at. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nobody in the game.
Went through that period, like you said, with the 13.
The Braves, now we were some bagheads now at one point in time. The Braves, now. We were really some bagheads now.
So let's go from the Braves to the Hawks. So is that everything you want to say about the Braves, Mr. MOB? I didn't want to cut you off. I apologize.
With the Braves, like I said, out of all Atlanta teams, that's the team I can say. I got some love for it. I done had some real fanhood memories with Brave fan. When seeing Brave slid in the home, I remember running out of my house and off of it. Oh, going crazy. Like, I really was a fan. I can't never remember ever doing that for the Hawks or the Falcons.
I think it's two things everybody in our age range remember. I think you remember where you was when Sid Green slid, and I think you remember where you was when the Braves won the championship. When Sid Green slid, I was in my room looking at the TV like you. It was at nighttime. You know what I'm saying? We were, you know, probably like 10, 11, 12 in that range, 10 to 13 range. I was at home sitting on my bed looking at the Braves, and I remember I said they finna throw Sid Green ass all the way out. Once he slid in, I hear my daddy scream. Huh?
He was out.
No, you weren't.
The great Bear Bond came on short on that throw there.
Thank you, Lenny. And that's why y'all don't hate Atlanta. That's why y'all hate Atlanta teams. Mike, the man was safe, and you still saying he out.
See, Bray was out, man.
I mean, like I said, I don't hate the Bray until they just made their move, though. Because I say, shit, believe it or not, like I said, I can remember when the people who were the fans, I said, with your grandparents. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, your granddad cut the... I remember my granddad, the Superstation. He had number two channels that worked on his TV. The Superstation and Channel 5.
Right.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, shit, my...
17, you know what? My daddy used to want to watch the double game. He ain't going right to watch the middle. So, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we had to. We actually grew up with the Braves. Like you said, your granddad watched the Braves. Your daddy watched the Braves. My dad watched the Falcons and the Hawks too, but I don't know, it's just something about that summertime baseball. You know what I'm saying? You was at home in the summer, you outside playing baseball. It just, baseball, I don't know. It just, it makes you think about childhood. So, I don't really hate the break.
But,
go ahead, this is just for baby. Lo and behold, take us to these next two.
Alright, before we do that, tell me, I was at home when Sid Green slid, but I was at Forest Park Wings and Fish with my daddy. when the Braves won the championship. Do you remember where you were when they won the championship?
In my living room, watching it at home with my dad. Yeah.
Lend yourself?
I was at home. At home watching it. As a matter of fact, downstairs in the kitchen right there on Wayne's Court. Yeah, yeah, right behind us, really, buddy.
But anyway, you said go to the next two teams, right, Mr. MOB?
Yes, sir. Open the floodgates.
Let's start with the Hawks. Because let's start with the Hawks. Why don't y'all like the Hawks?
You want me to go first?
What you want to jump? Go ahead. You can jump on him. It don't matter, baby. I'm ready to get on there.
Oh, you want him tag you in? You want him to bring you in?
Some of these Hawks, man, like I say, I like the one my age, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a few real ones out here. There's a bunch of fake Hawks fans out here, because I used to be a real Hawks fan back in the day. I'm talking about going down to the Omni, getting autographed basketballs and all these type of flags that they used to give up back in the day. So they don't even do that type of shit no more, man. Hawks used to come to your school, the mascots. You know what I'm saying? All this type of stuff, man. Dominique Wilk and Doc Rupp. You can see all these Spud Webb. You can see all these type of people, man. Then 92, Dion, Dominique, all them folk, I guess, with Fred Tokar. I ain't no telling what it was. I don't know, man. Still to this day, I don't know why the Hawks got rid of Dominique Wilkins. It crushed me. And still to this day, I'm still holding that grudge. This is the longest grudge besides the Georgia grudge that I've been holding in life.
So stop right there. So you like a girl who's scoring. Yo, I want to ask that too. But before we get to Georgia.
I hate the Bulldog fans. I hate it, and I never let up on that. I hate the Bulldog fans. Everything that they speak of, like, just, oh, this is our year. Oh, the SEC.
So let me ask you this: with the Hawks, you like a girl scorn because they basically let Dominique go.
Yeah,
you like a girl who resent her mama because she feel her mama ran her dad off.
No, I'm like a guy who you let go my childhood hero, and you know what I'm saying? I'm disappointed. That's where, you know what I'm saying?
So why be mad at Hawks? Why not be mad at Dominique, Fred Tokars, and everybody at Club 21?
I mean, I don't know if that was the real reason. I mean,
they shipped both of them out within a month of each other.
Dion signed with the 49ers. Dominique Wilkins got traded. Dion signed with the Niners. Saying if you can't beat them, you gotta join them. But the Falcons didn't even make an opportunity, man. Come on now. You trade Dominique Wilkins, man, for fucking Danny Madden, man, for and this guy don't even sign back with us. Come on, man. We had the best record.
Dominique averaging 28, Danny Madden averaging 15.
Michael Jordan out the lead. Come on, man. Michael Jordan out the lead. Yeah. You bring Lenny Wilkins in here, a guy who loses, who wins 2,000 games and loses 2,000 games. Come on, man. Then you bring Snitch and Abatumbo in here. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Nah, the Hawks, man. But the Hawks fan, though, you know, they deserve it, though. Cause if you've been down with them when they was the shittiest shit that I've ever seen, dude. Hey, man, salute. Salute to you because you earned it, man.
I've been a fan since Tree Rollins, John Bowden, some of them guys.
You see, but you know what I'm saying? You've been in Atlanta, and we are all the folks, for the most part, Digital Dad and podcast, all the co-hosts are sports guys, one way or another. And we from Atlanta, so. Yeah, John Batterman, John Cuncat, Spud Webb, Dominique.
Now, if you want to be mad, you should be mad they made John Cuncat the highest paid player in the league at one point.
Yeah, Kevin Willis.
But I'm saying, why you going to hate on that man when that man fucking own a dog? He doing what he's supposed to do. Ain't that what he old do? Ain't he old goddamn? they trick off, and they going around here, goddamn, laying it up, fucking on these bitches, laying up, and getting a check, trying to get a nigga to take care of them, and that's how John Conkhead did. Just fucked the older daughter.
So, and I hate what the Hawks is, like Lennox feel about Georgia Bulldogs fans. I hate these Hawks fans. Starting with Digital Darren, Double R, Sammy D.
Why us?
Calhoun. Because every year, not only with these Southwestern fans in Atlanta, y'all be the one every year, hey, boy, oh, we gonna do this. We finna do that. Y'all the ones I have to argue with. Nonsense every year. Hey, while the Hawks looking good, hey, we finna do this. We all be knowing the Hawks ain't shit, man. You know what I'm saying, Rick? Hey, even if I didn't invite them to not hate on these boys, for the simple fact, these folks don't got no prolific all-star, no dominant play. They just playing hard for the dude beside me. They playing hard as a team. And you've never seen a team with this less talent, with this much success. Everything looks good for the Hawks. But they're going to run into this Atlanta curse that always comes along. They're going to let you down. They're going to let you down. And like Lenny said, of course, every person can hate the Dominique trade. And you see me literally, you can hit the Dominique trade more than the Brett Favre, the Deion Sanders. You hate the Dominique trade more than anything, Carl. You just felt that Dominique, he was all highlights. He was everything. Dunking on the nigga. Doing the All-Star weekend. He doing everything. Like, he get you excited. You know what I'm saying? If a horse came back then with boring, you know Dominique gonna give you a few. Every night.
Right.
Year, way back then, the year the Hawks, probably was the last time the Hawks had the best record at the All-Star break. Y'all trade Dominique for Danny Manning. Dominique having 28 points. Danny Manning having 15, two bad knees, never been what they thought he was going to be. Really? And if it is the Fred Tokars and all that, whatever. Y'all didn't show up. No love. Go get us another superstar. Because Dominique, at that point, he could have been traded pretty much for any superstar in the league, except for somebody like Jordan. Dominique was a big enough star than everybody else. Y'all go get Danny Manning? Like, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, officer. Manning. Y'all just keep the city in the nuts with that one. And I ain't like them before then. I wasn't a Hawks fan before then. You know, like you said, these teams are relevant in your childhood. Yeah, I remember Harold Hawk coming to Humphreys and Spud Webb coming to Humphreys. So you remember these people. But I never was I'm a ride and die with the Hawks. No. I can't hate on them this year. And if they win, Darren, I'll be the first to tell y'all deserve. Y'all niggas need to wipe it in my face and all the rest of these fair weather, fake Atlanta. I can say, you, Sammy D, Double R, Calhoun, y'all been riding this Hawks bandwagon forever. Y'all Hawks fans, so. Like I said, Sammy D's been the best game of anybody I've ever seen in my life. So I know y'all ride with him, so if they make something unbelievable happen, which you can quote me on, is not going to happen. If they play the Cavaliers, they're going to get knocked out the playoff. But y'all deserve this right, this success so far right here is well deserved. But that's it.
This success isn't the end. We're going to win the championship, Mr. MOB, so you need to. We only want you on board. I'm just going to say I told you something.
I just spoke about all this false hope.
A lot of.
You know they.
Like I said, I can't. Like I said, I'm gonna give credit when credit due. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna hate. I ain't gonna say nothing until it's all over with.
Now you can't say nothing about it right now, Carl.
You just hate it. You said they gonna lose to Cleveland, and we not.
Yeah, I just said, man, can't nobody hate on them for being this successful with this less talent. And I ain't never seen a team do that. Ever. Have a winning record against all the winning teams. Number one record in the league. I ain't never seen a team with a depleted roster like the Hawks do this. Even when the Cavaliers did, at least they had LeBron. The Hawks ain't got no mega star, no just quote unquote superstar, and these folks are playing out of this world. But it's going to come up short. Because lo and behold, if they do beat the Cavaliers, and I know that's not going to happen, they can't beat nobody who come out the West.
Yes, they can. You just said yourself they got a winning record against the West. That's neither here nor there. Let's not get into that. Let's get back to why. Is that why you don't like the Hawks, or do you have any more reasons?
And the Dominique trade.
So that's it.
Yeah.
We got one more team to talk about. We done cover baseball. We done cover basketball. We done cover college. Now we got to cover the NFL. The last team, and probably the most popular team, meaning the one the city is behind the most consistently, the Atlanta Falcons. Your Atlanta Falcons.
Hey, man, come on, man. Tell me this. This is the team. I want to go first. Can I go first, Lenny? Can I go first on the Falcons?
Go ahead.
Come on, man. The Falcons, come on. First, they never do what you expect for them to do. And when it goes to drafting, I remember way back when they was young and they didn't have winning records and they were getting good draft picks. They'll get a lineman. Everybody in the world will be talking about a running back or linebacker or receiver. The Falcons go get a lineman. The next year, sorry record again. Falcons go get another lineman. Like, they consistently never done what you expect them to do to make the team better. That's the first thing. They never do what you expect them to do. The overhyped ass fans. Oh, this all year right here. This all year. Like, they think about all the gimmicks. This all the gimmicks the Falcons done had. And they never fucking won. They've been too legit to quit. They've been the Dirty Birds. They've been rising up. And these motherfuckers ain't nothing, man. They are nothing. The Falcons are nothing. Everybody who clearly know football, this is damn, you know football. Rashawn know football. Tyrone know football. And every other family fan know football. We study saying, oh, this all year, when you know your defense is very shitty. Your quarterback is subpar. Y'all be knowing this, but still be, hey, it's a good time. That shit is, they done brainwashed y'all. The family have brainwashed y'all now. One point in time in my life, and I ain't got no little boy story, when Mike Vick was here, I cheered for the family. I feel like Mike Vick was the only person to ever unite the whole city of Atlanta, so to speak. That everybody for the family. Cause Atlanta, one of the cities, you know, niggas got teams over here. Well, Big Bird fans and New York fans and Miami fans. But when Vic was here, everybody was making the family. Everybody was pulling for the family. Cause that was the one time to me they done what everybody wanted them to do. Everybody for the draft life. They needed to trade up and get that boy Vic. And they did it. And them tell how crazy and dumb Falcon fans are. When they traded Tim Dwight for Vic, I heard niggas saying, man, what the fuck wrong with them? Man, we need Tim Dwight. Tim Dwight all we got. Tim Dwight, man. Tim Dwight had the same category with Joe Fishback. Like, man, come on, man. The Falcon fans are the worst. Every year, oh man, Ryan better than Vic. No the fuck he not. They go to talking about numbers, and when he piss them off, they piss him off. Oh, fuck Matt Ryan. That nigga ain't shit. Next year, here they come. They coming out of the woodwork. Right? And then they gave the Falcons a hard knocks. Really? Like, who really want to see goddamn Corey Beardman getting roughed up by Clay Matthews. Unproven rookie happening in your star athlete, so to speak. Come on, man. The Falcons is, they let go Brett Favre. They let go Mike Vick. They let go Andre Ryan. They just, man, the Falcons suck. And they fans right along with them. And I'm going to go to every tailgate still, and I'm going to still be laughing in their face. Because they suck, man. And they not going to never win. I wouldn't mind if the Hawks won. I wouldn't be mad. But I know this. We not going to see the Falcons win the championship. None of us on this phone. We're not going to see it.
Lend yourself. Why you don't like the Falcons?
Matt Ryan, shit, that's the number one. That's it. Matt Ryan, y'all always sucking them all. The bitch ain't shit. He's the weak leader. He's wasted our time. Day in. That's
it. All right. Let me ask y'all this. We're going to wrap it up. We done talked about it. Which team do you hate the most out of Georgia, Georgia Tech, the Falcons, the Hawks, and the Braves? And tell me why.
Georgia.
Go ahead first. Go ahead first, Lennox.
George, the fans.
Mr. M.O.B.
The Falcons. Everything about them and the fans. I hate they managing skills. I hate they coaching. I hate they fans. I hate it all. And I shouldn't be that way, but I am. I hate it all. Falcons are terrible.
So let me ask you this.
I have so much false hope. Need the Falcons. I hope the Falcons don't win. I don't even want to see them succeed. I don't know why they don't, cause you see all these Falcons fans, cause if it ever happened, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
We're going to have to shut the city down on you niggas. Y'all going to have to move to New Orleans or somewhere.
Yeah, that is it. Lord have mercy. Boy, y'all going to lose it. Y'all are going to lose it.
Atlanta, goddamn, man. The new Atlanta shit, man. They just like the Hawks, man. I eat bandwagon fan. Falcon, too. Y'all need to leave. Take Matt Ryan with you.
Darren, so all these guys know sports. And they be knowing it going in. But still be like, it don't matter. We're going to win anyway. Like, why are you just looking at the facts and just still going to play yourself right away? Why'd you do that?
All right. Thank you guys for listening. This has been DigitalDarren.com.
Lennox up. One more thing. Let me add. We love the hate now. Don't nobody listen to this get confused. Like Lennox said, man, ain't nobody no more Atlanta than him. And I love my city. But that don't mean I love these teams.
Yeah, man. Y'all bandwagoners. Bandwagon family. Y'all gonna get up out of here with a lot of TD out of town with you. Transition with you. All these folks that you bought with him, man, get them out of here, man. Get them out of here, man. Let her have our city back, man. Take all that shit with you, man. Rich homie, corn dance, all this shit, man. Get it out of here, man.
But keep Matt Ryan. Ain't that right, Lennox Self?
Nah, that's not right.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Why Mr. M.O.B. and Lennox Self Hate Atlanta Teams. This has been DigitalDarren.com. Catch us on iTunes, Stitcher. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Release Matt Ryan for the Falcons.